Introspective, inward-looking, self-examining, characterized by or given to introspection.
Welcome to the Introspective Podcast, your compass for internalizing the path towards optimal lifestyle design, business success, and mindful entrepreneurship with your host, Jake Anderson.
Hey, welcome back to another episode here on the Introspective Podcast. I am your host, Jake Anderson. I'm excited to continue on for this week of mindfulness. Yesterday we had an interview with Aaron Wayne. We talked about yoga practices and the power of yoga. And today we're going to continue on to talk about something that can be an absolute game changer in your life and business. This is actually something that I was first introduced to by my mentor, George Bryant, because I remember speaking with him. And I was like, you know, what are the three most important things to success? And one of the things he mentioned to me without hesitation was breath work. He said, breath work will completely change things for you. And I remember thinking like, really? Like breathing? Like I never thought about it like that before, but breath work is this transformational practice that you can go through. And there's a lot to breath work, I think, than most people realize, and a lot of benefits to breath work that goes beyond just feeling good, right? You know, sometimes we do things like meditation and different mindfulness practices just to kind of feel better, feel clear. But, you know, today I have brought on a breath work coach. Her name is Cheryl Howarchuk, and she is going to really unpack this for us, talking about breath work. We're going to talk about the different types of breath work, the health benefits, how this can really help you as well in your journey of entrepreneurship and making decisions, kind of working towards that North Star. So without further ado, I welcome to the show, Cheryl Howarchuk. Cheryl, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so excited and stoked to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. This is exciting. I mean, breath work is I said in the kind of the opener here that I was first introduced to it by my mentor, George. And we actually, even before calls, we'll do some like breath work exercises just to kind of get started. And that's a very like surface level experience that I've had with it. And even at that surface level, I started noticing just the benefits of it. And it was incredible. So now I've like started incorporating it into some of my daily practices and things to that nature. But I just feel so just still like there's so much left to learn, right? So I'm really excited about this interview because I know this is your specialty. This is something that you really understand at a very expert level. So I want to kind of start there and just like, I guess like, would you mind just taking a minute and really defining breath work for us? And like, what does it really mean to do breath work and just kind of unpacking that to begin with?
Yeah, great question. So many people said like, what is breath work anyway? And really and truly, breath work is for everyone. And I say that because breath work is that tool. It's that modality. It's the thing in our nervous system, the autonomic nervous system. I'm going to go sciencey throughout this interview because it is amazing that breath can allow us to feel better. But when we allow the knowledge of science to come into it, we realize all of the benefits. Mm. And so breath work is the tool. It's using and choosing to consciously shift our breath depth, speed, the type, the oxygen that comes in and out, and the CO2 that comes in and out of our body to create a state change, to create space to feel, to let go, and so lovingly get out of our heads and get out of our mind so we can actually live our life from that North Star perspective or that intuition.
Mm, yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful definition. I mean, thinking about like getting out of your own head, and that's typically when I get started with breath work. If I ever feel I call it just head trash. Like when I feel the head trash and you're in the day and you're trying to get started. Maybe I don't feel motivated. There's just, it's like things just kind of weighing you down. Sometimes it's just simply just like, let's just pause for a minute and close our eyes and just do a little breath work. I love the box breathing technique personally. It's kind of like my go-to, But like for somebody who is like wanting to use this as a tool to kind of get started in breath work, what is some of the practices? Like, cause I know there's different types of breath work. So like, let's talk about that for a minute. Like there's integrative, there's meditative. Like what are some of the different types of breath work, and like, how should one decide which one is the best to use at certain times?
Yeah, great question. Great question. So it's so interesting to me. I've been in the wellness world for a long time. And it's like when people say, well, when is the best time to work out? When you do and when you move. And in the same way with breath work, it's when you notice your breath and you want to be able to shift your breath pattern in any way to be able to, as you said, get out of the head trash and really focus on what you actually want to do and to take action for. Mm-hmm. So one of the, you know, there are so many different kinds of integrative breath patterns that I coach. I actually, you know, you made the comment pause breathwork is the style of breathwork that I practice, that I used to work. And I pivoted out of the executive to be able to bring breathwork to everyone. Mm-hmm. And so the patterns to begin is less important as we build our practice, right? So really and truly, if we have new entrepreneurs, new people, new souls that are really wanting to just incorporate breath, presence, awareness, mindfulness, and take hold of the physiological benefits, really noticing your breath is one of the biggest things. I mean, we've been chatting here for 15 minutes and, you know, have we noticed our breath? No, but we don't know. Are we breathing through our nose? That's one of the first things. Are we breathing through our mouth? Are we actually having full belly breaths and, you know, expanding and using the muscle, the diaphragm? Or are we actually just chest breathers, which is where we hold that anxiety, and which again impacts our physiology? So certainly one of the first steps I always talk about is noticing your breath, because when we notice our breath, we're a little more present in the moment and we notice more of our life. And so when you think about like big picture, mm-hmm. building a business, being an entrepreneur, having a family, and all of the things that take hold, the more we notice our breath, the more we notice our life, we notice the business, the kids, our relationships, and everything just amplifies.
So I got a couple of follow-up questions to that. Is it like, when it comes to noticing your breath, and first off, let me kind of add a preface here. So being present and kind of holding presence is something that I personally got involved in learning. I was reading a book. It's called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's a great book. It talks about presence. And I was kind of confused about it because it was something where in my mind, I was thinking like, is this like noticing every little action that I do? Like I'm walking up the stairs, there's my foot hitting the step, there's the other foot hitting the step. And like, what is the, like, how do I conceptualize this in my own head? But I feel like with breath work, noticing your breath seems a little bit more, what's the word I'm trying to use? I guess understandable, or like it's justifiable as like thinking of presence. Because like you said, when you're talking about, if you're holding your breath in your chest, that's where anxiety is held. So if you notice how you breathe, you know, where is my breath really coming from? And you have to really be present with yourself and actually think, you know, or kind of bring that consciousness to that area. So this is the question I have for you. When somebody starts noticing their breath, and I think you answered one of them, we talked about like holding the breath, you know, in your chest, that can be to anxiety. Let's just say that's the person. Let's say like I'm walking down the street. I'm like, gosh, I'm noticing that that's where I'm holding my breath. Should you at that point in time, like, okay, maybe I need to switch my breath. Maybe it needs to go deeper into the diaphragm, as you say. Like what does somebody do in that moment when they start noticing their breath? Like, are there some warning signs that they should be looking out for? If they are, what are those warning signs? And if they hit those warning signs, what can they do to adjust to get to a better place?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a big piece, and I'm not sure if your guest yesterday spoke about, you know, belly breath, side body, back body. We really want to be able to, if you imagine like babies, you have children, mm-hmm. right? It's like when babies are born, it's, you know, the beauty of breath is the first thing that you have when you enter this world and the last thing that you take, right? Like it's kind of, I get really pumped up about breath because it's just such a, it's the thing in our body, right? It's that part, like, it's part of our nervous system that we actually get to consciously control. Our heart rate, yes, we can elevate it, but we actually can't intentionally shift it or change it. So when you notice, so I would just, you know, noticing temperature, noticing texture, noticing depth and speed of breath. So if you imagine, if you're in your chest, mm-hmm. that's indicative of, or like an anxious breath. But when we take a nice, slow, deep inhale in through the nose and an exhale out through the mouth, and a belly breath, that's relaxing. It's grounding. And when we do that over time, right, then it be able, it creates that space. It creates that opportunity. And we notice our body and we get out of that head trash that you referred to, right? Yeah. We get to be, wow, wait a second. Why am I actually in my chest? What am I worried about? Because the beauty of presence is you're in the moment. You're not worried about what happened in the past.
Yeah.
And you're not worried or living in the future. It's like Kung Fu Panda reference all over. The only thing that we have is presence.
Yes. You know, one of the things, and this is a little side note here. One of the things I started doing recently, I love to go out. Like when I find presence, I like to go to nature and like, I'll walk down a trail that I live, as we were mentioning, like I live in the mountains, right? So I've got trails and hiking paths like all around me. I'm surrounded by nature, very blessed in that regard. So I'll just walk down a trail and we'll just like look, like I'll just like look at, you know, the different plants. And like I remember the other day there was, it just had rained and there was just dew, and I was just like noticing like the water droplets. And it's like, you're right, you know, the present and the future, that seems to be where anxiety comes from, you know. So it's like you get caught, there's the uncertainty of the future, right? And then there's the baggage from the past that kind of pulls you down. But it can't exist in presence. Like that stuff doesn't exist in presence. So breath work is a way to kind of get you through that present moment. And I would imagine, I want to ask you, like for people who are entrepreneurs and executives and people to that nature who are dealing with a lot of uncertainty, dealing with a lot of pressure, this becomes a really powerful tool, I would imagine, in their toolbox for, you know, things like making decisions. Like tell me a little bit about how you see that type of a person using breath work in terms of a way to enhance performance, you know, in their business.
Right. Yeah. Great question. So, I mean, in two ways, right? So one of the recents, one of the big benefits emotionally, from an emotional perspective, from a productivity perspective, is that we respond and not react. That we actually create that space before we make the decision. So breathwork doesn't take the demands of a business, of being an executive, of having all the parental responsibilities that we do, the uncertainty of living in a pandemic. Yeah. But what it does is it gives us back into that center. It's that reset. It's that recalibration that allows us to be able to then from that point, that North Star, that truth, that intuition to know this is the choice that I'm making. This is my priority now. When the head trash quiets down a little bit, the people pleasing, this is what I need to do, the thoughts, all of the other expectations that others are holding on us versus what we actually need to do to move our business forward, to build, to take that action. So that's from an integrative perspective, right? We actually get to use, you know, and we'll do pulse breath on this interview today. One of my most powerful recalibration breath patterns. From a meditative perspective, we can touch on that. Meditative breath is that meditative practice that allows your body to release that stagnant emotional old energy that we're talking about from the past. Mm-hmm. And it really allows us to let go of everything that's in the future. And it just allows us to be in the present, but it takes it to a whole new healing and transformative place. So what I see in my own experience and with others that I coach, when we end up looking from a business perspective, meditative sessions, anywhere between 45 to 90 minutes of breath work, where we use meditative patterns, where we really get into the body, where the body guides, the body leads. And so there's emotions, there's release, there's physical responses and sensations that happen. and the release and the emotionality and the direction and that intuition that is present after meditative sessions and as we can, you know, work continuously is elevated to a degree that there's like that head trash, that negativity, that uncertainty, the worthiness in being an entrepreneur, the imposter syndrome, all of that comparison is negated because we're just connected to our truth, to what our desire is. And then you take action. And from that place, it's magical.
And that's that North Star you're talking about.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. And almost because I know anytime I've been very stressed out in business, and I know anybody listening probably can relate to this. Have you ever just been really stressed out? You've got a lot weighing you down. And what it does is it leads to this like reactive decision-making because you're reacting, you're stress and something happens. I mean, it could be anything. Like you really said it well, you respond, you don't react. And that happens. I'm just taking an example. Like, let's just say you got a team member and they're just falling short on things and you're already stressed out. Maybe it's about money or a client, a big client you have, all of a sudden is walking out the door. There's something that's just shaking you up. So when you have that, you have this raised anxiety. And then when something happens that you have to address and you're in that state of anxiety, you react to it because that's just the way you're in. That's your state. But what we're hearing here with breath work, it's a way to kind of reset you, get you grounded. And then you're able to be more objective, more in that state of response versus that state of reactivity that you typically see. So that's extremely, I mean, that can completely change the trajectory of your business.
I was just going to say that when you do breath work, you're going to have an amazing life, Jake. I'm going to have an amazing life. If I continuously do breath work, integrative and meditative on a regular basis, the trajectory and the path is going to be so much different on the very last day of my breath.
Wow.
Because it's so different because you end up spending more time responding, your irritability, the relationships at home, at work are shifted, are different, are more intuitive, are kinder, are sweeter. You know, one of the questions I ask everybody that I coach from in all capacities, are you showing up as the entrepreneur that you want to be in the business that you want to create? Most times, yes, I hope so. And often we aren't. We aren't the husband that we want to be in the marriage that we want to create, not the wife, not the partner, not the soul that we want to be in that, you know, in the community development world that we want to. So like that honesty piece is so important. What are the actual things that are stressing you out, causing the anxiety? Because when we have honesty about that, that's the only place that we can shift and change and transform from a business perspective, a personal perspective, which is so inviting. And that's why breath gets to be that tool day in, day out on an integrative perspective. And then meditative. So it becomes that like breath work is going to be just as mainstream as yoga is.
Yeah.
100%. Because we get to carry it everywhere. We don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
It's just right here. Yeah. We just need to learn how.
Yeah. We're going to do breath work on the podcast. I mean, that shows you how much you can take it. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. And before we get to that, I want to ask you another, because I'm excited about the, by the way, for anybody that is listening right now, this is definitely one of those interactive type podcasts, you know, so I do have this on YouTube as well. So when we get to that session, you'll want to go to YouTube to check this out because you'll be able to see more of the activity there. But before we get to that, I want to go real quick into the health. There's other health benefits. Like we really talked a lot about, you know, how it helps you with decisions, how it kind of brings you presence and peace, and it gives you that clear mind to get to your North Star. But I think the things that there's some health benefits here that I think anybody who probably knows a little bit about breath work had never even considered before. So would you mind kind of diving into some of the health benefits?
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting. This is one of the biggest pieces as to why I left the exec and corporate world to bring and pivot, bring breath work to the masses and entrepreneurs and to the everyday mom that I am and to other people is for the physiological benefits. We are living in a pandemic. We have no idea where the world is going and how what's impacted. And chronic stress leads to chronic disease. We know that. heart disease, stroke, diabetes. It leads to, it leads to stress eating and obesity and alcohol. Like there's so many components. And so what we know about chronic stress, what does it chronic stress do to our body? Right? It increases our heart rate. It leads to all of those chronic diseases. It impacts our digestion and our digestive system. It increases inflammation. And so breath work allows everything to be shifted. So it allows when we shift and change our heart rate, just thinking about something that makes you angry can elevate your heart rate. Just thinking about it, not even living it again, just thinking about it. So when we use breath to exchange the amount of oxygen and energy in our body, we actually downregulate our nervous system. We move from that fight, flight into the rest and digest. We lower cortisol, which is the stress hormone, which leads to heart disease and stroke. And so breath work also activates the vagus nerve, which is our nerve in our body where we actually come back into that rest and digest. And so when you think about what do we want in life, we want success, we want sustainability, we don't want burnout, exhaustion. And breath is that tool that allows us to live in that window of a resilience, that window of riding the roller coaster, kind of like there's waves in life, but we don't want to live on autopilot and stressed out to the max just to crash and burn. And that's what I see with so many entrepreneurs is like we crash and burn after we push. And that's not the success and the sustainability that I personally want to live anymore. I've been there. And so now it's like, how do I get to use breath as I raise my three children with my husband, right? With the waves of life, but using breath work as that tool.
Yeah.
To do it.
So I wrote down a quote because I thought this was really powerful that you said, breath work allows us to live in that window of resilience. And that was super powerful. That's a quotable line. I don't do quote cards for every interview, but we are quote carding this one up because that is awesome. I think that really sums it up. I mean, among many other things, but going back to the entrepreneur, you know, you got to be resilient. You got to know how to fight through and break through those hard times. And I think that's the real difference maker between those who really strive to be successful and those who don't.
Because you know what happens when we actually don't let the emotions and the energy out? So I'm going to go a little bit energetic and emotion. When we feel something as an entrepreneur, as a parent, as a human, and we just push it down and push it down and push it down one more time, eventually it explodes. And it's not pretty. Right. And so eventually that's so the beautiful thing about meditative breath work that it allows that release and that emotion and that energy to just naturally leave the body and create that connection to our truth, that intuitive space. And so the physiology that holding on to that emotion and that energy is, I mean, it impacts so much in all parts of our systems and our physiology.
It makes sense. Yeah. It makes total sense. I mean, stress is probably the biggest killer of anybody, you know, is stress when you're
it
stressed
is.
Out.
And so you think like, wow, like breath work can actually make that huge difference. In addition, like one of our foundations with Pause Breath Work is breath, movement, and sound. So many of our patterns have a sound component because so often in our humanness, we're not heard, we're not seen. And we desire that. And we actually need that as a human, as a significant need of ours. And so getting to use scream breath and sigh breath and all of the snake breaths that are audible are amazing, are totally amazing. And movement, we get to move. Like that's why when you move your body and you go for a run or you go for a hike or you get out in nature, when we move, we feel better.
Right.
It decreases all of the cortisol and the stress hormones in our body and elevates the dopamine and all of like the physiology is fun and yet we feel better. So then we show up differently. We react less and we respond and we're more loving and kind to everybody around us.
Wouldn't it just be amazing to just never be stressed out and not have stress?
You know, and it's interesting, but it, you know, it's, I'm reading a book. I'm going to be 48 in a couple months. And so as I approach halfway, I'm reading the five top regrets of the dying. And not one of them is to work harder. It's, I wish I expressed my feelings more. I wish I wouldn't have worked as hard. I wish I would have stayed in touch with friends and family. And there are all of these pieces. I wish I could have been happier. When you think about breath and what breath gives and allows you, it's like, as entrepreneurs, we work so hard.
I know.
The hours and everything else. So it's like, if we can incorporate breath into that, the ease and the flow is magical.
Yeah. Yes, we do. People, and you know, the entrepreneurs, the people who have this just massive desire to create change and impact the world. And they want to bring all these things to the world. It's almost like you just push yourself to an unhealthy limit. And I never heard of that book, but that's something that I would certainly be interested in checking out, because I think it's good to, it makes me think about the book, that Stephen Covey book, or Covey, the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And it says, always start with the end in mind.
Yeah.
So it's like, this will be a good book. It's like, hey, I don't care how old you are, especially if you even really, if you're the younger, probably the better, because you've got time on your side. So it's like, read this book. And I'm just doing a little plug here. Just read a book that talks about kind of what you said it's called, the five regrets of dying, I think was the name of it. Five regrets of dying, like read something like that. And I think it really shifts your perspective into what's really important and how you can really lead your life the way as you should to avoid, you know, having regrets like you were mentioning.
Well, and I think the other thing, just as, you know, as you're a parent, I'm a parent, and even as we, whether or not, it's like the legacy that we get to leave our children as we build a life and our entrepreneurs and we grow and we impact and change the world from a business perspective. But then we do that in a way that is grounded and mindful and present. And we get to share that. I mean, my boys do breath work with me. They're like, oh, mom, you're all about feelings. And I'm like, yes, I am. And so if I can teach my three boys to be able to express and emote and use breath work, then hell, that's awesome. I'm gonna do that all day long. So it's interesting to me. I mean, breath work is for the entrepreneur, and it's for the human. It's for the parent. It's for the dad. It's for the mom. It's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. We're all out there trying to, you know, navigate this interesting thing called life. And I think we all have our own challenges. Just some of us have different challenges. If you're entrepreneurs, you certainly have different challenges than maybe if you're working at a corporate job, or if you're a parent versus if you're not a parent. And, you know, but we all have challenges, and that's the common denominator there. And breath work is, you know, that tool that helps you navigate through those challenges, be objective, hold presence, you know, be able to respond versus react. And it's such a powerful tool. So this leads me into so before the interview, I asked Cheryl, I said, okay, you know, how could somebody, like, you know, what would be a framework or something somebody could go through for learning breath work? And how would that work? And her response was, well, really, it's just doing breath work and it's actively doing it. So before we started the show, she said, yeah, I mean, we could do kind of like a little session or, you know, just something just to kind of show how it works. So I want to take this time and kind of give you the floor. In fact, I'm going to do the gallery view here. So we've got both of us on the screen, and I'll hand it over to you. Let's do a breath work session and see, kind of give people. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pop on some music in the background, just as it's interesting. We don't need to have music, and yet sometimes music is just that external source of grounding, yeah, of awareness and presence. But before we do that, I want to be able to talk about and demo the three patterns that we're going to use. And the cool thing about these three is that you can use them all on their own, mm-hmm, and you can use them together in a blend as I'm going to. And so this is one of my, my showcase breath blends that is for balance, recalibration. And so I look at that from a work balance perspective. Sometimes it's about transitions. If I'm transitioning, I work from home, obviously. But when my three boys come home, I like to transition before and do this breath pattern. Sometimes I do it as I'm heading into master classes and those kind of webinars, or any when I was working in exec. So the three patterns that we're going to do is, one is, the first one is continual conscious breath. And so that is just an awareness, and it is a slow inhale in through the nose for a count of four. And then we're going to exhale out through the mouth for a count of five. And so it's really important when we do breath for our exhales to be longer than our inhales, so that it activates that vagus nerve. So we want more CO2 coming out of our body because we shift the balance in our body. We actually want, like, that's why it's called breath work. So it's kind of cool. Lots of men really like breath work because it's work. It's like we get to actually take that. It's like they get to do something versus it be a passive meditative thing. It's like work. So we want to be able to do that. So it's going to look and sound like this. It's a nice inhale. And the other thing is really important is our belly expands. So remember we talked about that belly breathing. We want that belly to expand, and we want the belly to contract when we exhale. So it's an inhale in through the nose, belly in expands. Exhale out through the mouth. And notice as we notice our breath, we're not thinking about anything. We're not, there's no head trash in that because we're so focused on our breath. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to do pulse breath, which I love. It's an inhale in through the nose, four short ones. And then we're going to do four exhales out through the mouth. So it's going to look like this. So I always begin with four with clients of mine. We want to work up to six and eight, but the calibration and the energy and the work that gets to happen to work up to six and eight inhales and exhales, it takes calibration. So it's really cool because there's even more awareness of what's going on in our body. And that's the intention. It's like we need to be in this present moment and allow our body to be the speaker. And the mind just gets to quiet down because our mind is fear and noise and, as you called it, trash. So let's do two rounds of that. Inhale in through the nose and then exhale out through the mouth. And we'll go for four.
Okay.
And in the same way, we want our belly to expand on the inhale, belly to contract on the exhale. And then the last one is a bottom hold. And so that's where we're going to take a big breath in through the nose, exhale everything out, and hold. And holding our breath is really powerful. And a bottom hold is grounding, rooting, certain, focused. I've got this, that energy. And so we want to be able to do that as we balance, because we're getting out of that autopilot, pushing, exhausted burnout space into that window of resilience I was talking about. And we want to be in there. We don't want to be in the crash place, in that down. We want to be in like the grounded place of knowing. Okay.
Yeah.
So again, you can use continual conscious. As you were talking about the example, walking down the street, I noticed my breath. Oh, I'm just going to shift into noticing my breath and then a continual conscious breath, inhaling in through the nose for four, exhaling out for five. Gotcha. You could be in a meeting, noticing that you're getting a little upset, that someone is making a decision that's going to impact you, and you could then without anybody really noticing, but it's really grounding to you. Mm. Or you can exhale and just hold. And so we want to be able to build that tolerance in the same way and that resilience of our hold, because it's that space where we get to be so grounded. And like, it's the I love a hold because it's the ultimate stillness. Your heart's beating, but only your focus and your intention is just on balance and recalibrating and being who you are, which is just a powerful theme or a mantra to step into.
Yes. That's awesome.
Right?
Yes.
So what I'd love to do, if you're good with it, I'd love to be able to just take a few minutes and just do like five or six and just kind of cue with the song in the background. Does that feel good?
Yeah.
So my only caveat, if you're listening and driving, please don't do this. Just listen. That's my only ask. That's great.
Yeah. And I also will add into, just to kind of reemphasize, for this particular segment of the podcast, you'll want to check this out on YouTube, because I think having the visual piece there too, maybe it doesn't. I think just letting people know that there is going to be that visual piece there for you. So keep that in mind. Any other prerequisites maybe somebody might need to think about before they would get started in this?
I think the only other thing that's really important is to just know that your body is your guide. Like, we get to actually listen all day long. And so depth and speed is everything. So it's really important to notice that if we're doing a pulse breath, that's a different experience. There's more energy coming in and out because we're actually shifting the speed and the depth of our breath, right? That's what we were just talking about. That's what breath work is: shifting the depth, the speed, the style and the pattern of how our breath inhales and exhales. That's where the growth is. Mm. So if you don't like, I mean, it's often as we shift the energy exchange, we get a little bit dizzy or lightheaded, which is, please don't do this while driving in water, in a tub, in a hot tub, right? But just know that any sensations is completely normal. It's also really normal to get emotional, for anger to come up, for emotions and tears to come up, because that's our body. That's all that pushed down energy I was speaking of that just gets to like bubble out. So that's why it's really cool to be able to do this and just practice. And it is a practice. As I spoke about with yoga yesterday, this is the breath work is a practice.
Yes. Sure. Love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just going to pop some music in the background here. Not sure if you can hear. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. So I love to guide breath with eyes closed and really finding that connection to your body. And even before we begin this breath blend to recalibrate, I want you to just notice your breath. Noticing if you're naturally breathing in through the nose or out through the mouth, changing nothing, but just noticing everything. Noticing the temperature of your inhale, the temperature of your exhale. And sometimes this might be just enough to respond instead of react. And we're going to do three continual conscious breaths together. Inhaling for four, in through the nose. Two, three, four. Exhale out of the mouth for two, three, four, five. Beautiful. Let's do that two more times. Belly expanding on the inhale. And exhaling, two, three, four, five. Beautiful. The last time here. And really focusing, beautiful, as you exhale and contract that belly, on creating the balance and the connection to your intuition, to your North Star right here. Beautiful. And now we're going to shift into that pulse breath. And we're going to do three of those as well. Inhaling in through the nose for four. Out through the mouth. And then a big breath in through the nose. And then we're going to exhale everything out through the mouth. Then we're going to hold. And hold that bottom hold, feeling grounded, feeling rooted, allowing your body to reset, creating balance in your own self. And just coming back to that natural breath when you're ready. Beautiful. And just noticing how time stands still when we focus on our breath and we get to reset and rebalance. Coming back to the room, coming back to your body, maybe wiggling those toes. Moving those fingers and then slowly opening your eyes. How'd that feel?
Oh my gosh. I just, you know, the first thing that I feel is it's almost like a tingling sensation. Mm-hmm. Like throughout my body, I feel this tingling sensation. It's immediate relaxation. Yeah. Like it's like everything just starts to just kind of come to like all the head trash goes away and you feel like you're a little bit lighter. I feel more, which is, this is perfect because it's the interview, the timing of this interview is for my time zone is noon. So it's almost one and the afternoon's always kind of the harder to kind of get through time of the day for me. And yeah. It's like, I don't feel, cause I usually like go into the afternoon like, okay, you know, here we go. We got to get through the rest of this day. I'll reflect back on like what I haven't gotten done and that'll kind of weigh on my mind. And then going into the afternoon, I'm like, I feel like maybe I'm trying to play catch up. I don't feel that at all right now. Like at all. I just like, you know what, this is going to be the afternoon is going to be what the afternoon is and I will do what I can. And I just don't feel like any anxiety that was there is not there anymore. And, and it was, that was a short session too. And that's how quick, like you're able to get results. So that's pretty
powerful. And that's the piece that I wanted to comment on is it is twofold. One, that was several minutes, right? That you can actually see the results. It's right here. And the other piece that's really, really powerful in pause breath work is that we have a theme. This theme was calibration, balance, grounding, being certain. So yes, it resets the mind. It allows you to then focus, but the integration is really important. Breathwork is beautiful, but if it doesn't get to pull into the rest of our day and the rest of our life, it's not going to have as much impact. So when I was talking about the trajectory of when we do breathwork, that's the power. Mm. That's the power of us using that. So if you feel that lightness and energy now, it's like, how do I get to do that? Well, you get to use one of those patterns again. Maybe it's the song, maybe body. I always like to, at the end of a session, going, how can you create that, this feeling now, later in the day, when you have that slump, when you're really, you know, when you have to transition back to home, so that it becomes something you get to incorporate based on how you feel right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I mean, it definitely, definitely the feelings. Anybody who's listening right now, I highly encourage you to go back and just go through this practice. You know, maybe watch it first just to kind of get an understanding of like the breath motions. Yeah. And kind of how that works, and then go back and actually, just like I did, close your eyes and go through the exercise, and you'll see exactly what I'm feeling. And I would highly also encourage you, you can do this on the YouTube channel. You can do this on the blog or wherever makes sense for you. Actually, the blog probably would be the best place because I like to kind of consolidate responses there, but leave your feedback from this episode. Like, how did this make you feel? Like, go through this practice. Let me know, how did it make you feel? And definitely, you know, something that any feedback that comes through, I'll be happy to kind of share that with Cheryl, you know, as it comes through as well. So yeah, this is amazing. Definitely something, and this is something, like you said, you can put it in you can take it anywhere with you. Doesn't have to be, there's really no boundaries. It can go anywhere. Even on a podcast. It's the first time I've ever done breath work on a podcast. This is really cool.
And the coolest thing is, you know, you said, you know, leave your feedback on how you feel, which is brilliant and beautiful because we as humans don't feel enough. And I know I love emotions and moods and all that kind of stuff. And my kids will tell you. But on the other hand, it's like from that feeling place, what's most important is then what do we do? How do we take action? Because energy is everything. Yeah. But then what do we create? How do we show up in our business? How do we get to do the tough things, the things that we've been avoiding, right? The things that we're not like, oh, I'm feeling behind. It's like, we don't feel that. So then what you do is going to be more productive. And that's where the focus, the clarity is going to be. Like, that's the trust that you get to build in your own toolbox of how breathwork gets to build your biz and just grow and just have that connection to what your truth is, the impact that you were speaking of, right? That's what we want. We have our businesses to make a difference.
Right. I love
it. And to make it productive and to make it resilient.
Well, and exactly. Breath work allows us to live in that window of resilience, just like you had said. And I think that as people go through and start indoctrinating this into their practice of mindfulness and really finding that North Star, I think you're going to find that you're more resilient, you're more focused, you're more just on that path that you want to be on to get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So, well, listen, this is amazing. Thank you so much coming onto the podcast and sharing. I mean, we really went deep into breath work and really understanding all the benefits. I personally learned a lot. I know my listeners have learned a lot through this episode. So thank you for bringing that value here. How can people get in contact with you and how can they connect with you if they want to learn more and explore more about breath work?
Yeah. So several options. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm at Cheryl 2 L's Howarchuk. And the links are in the show notes. Same website, Cheryl L Howarchuk. And then I'm also doing a 10-day breath break challenge. And so that's really cool. What I know to be true is people love this idea. And what happens is that they forget to breathe, and not that they forget to breathe, but they forget to be intentional and to notice. And so what I've done is created, because I'm all about intimacy and connection, and I want things to be really personal. So you fill out a little questionnaire, you say you want to be a part of the 10-day challenge, and then I send you text DMs that are specific to you and what your stress points are and what you want to be able to create. So that's really cool to kind of start that practice, because it is, it's truly a practice. And I also do, giving back to community is super important to me. So I do monthly meditation, donation-based meditative sessions as well. And so that's on my website as well. The links in the show notes that I've provided. And lastly, I've also created just some packages for entrepreneurs, and there's the link there as well. So you can do like a one-off, you can do 5 sessions or 8 sessions where you really get to see the benefit and shifting that trajectory of doing one-to-one meditative sessions with intentional growth and healing and just taking your biz and your life, quite frankly, to a next level.
Perfect. Lots of options. Well, we'll definitely make sure to link that up in the show notes. And just to be clear on the 10-day challenge, is this something that, is there like a start time or this? Is this something you just kind of do anytime, or is there a...
No, there's a link. All you do is you fill out the questionnaire. I send them. So, right. So I actually do that personally, because that's super important to me. Okay. And there's no start. It lasts for a 10-day period. But that's really where it goes. And so it's because people like putting on timers are a beautiful reminder, except when you put on the timer and then you just like turn it off and you don't actually breathe, or you don't notice. So that's why when I take the, you know, where you're wanting to grow in your business or what fear or what's holding you back, mm-hmm. then I get to create that, you know, you commented and asked like, what pattern do you use and when? So I really personalize that with all of the different patterns that we can create together and just make the biggest impact.
That's awesome. I've never heard a challenge like this. Really cool how you design your challenge out to be able to give that personalization and accountability. So that's really unique.
I love to automate where it works because that's efficient and that's effective. And what I know more than anything with so many of the clients that I've worked with is that we are all so incredibly different and the same, but that personalized just, it takes it to the next level and to up level. And that's what I've realized through breath, right? And it's like all the scary things that I've been afraid to do, breathwork has just shut those down so I can follow my truth. So it's been pretty cool. And I just want to be able to share that.
I'm with you on the automation. It's something where it makes sense, you know, automate. Obviously it's a tool that helps you, but I just wanted to acknowledge that because I thought that was different and really cool that you're handling your challenges that way, and definitely encourage anybody listening to check that out as well as all the other things that you're doing, you know, the different sessions that you offer and just getting connected and learning more. I think this is something, like I said, in the very beginning of this episode, I was talking about my mentor, George, and I remember that's what he said. He was like, I mean, I think it was the first thing he lived. I was like, breath work is the most important thing to business. And a lot of people don't think about, but it really is. It'll completely change everything for you. So I encourage you to really explore this practice, make it something that's part of what you do. And this is mindfulness week. So that's really what we're here to do, is try to bring these tools to you so you can learn how to be more mindful as an entrepreneur, be present, really live this journey in a stress-free way, a way that creates fulfillment and happiness and takes you to that North Star that I know we are all striving to get to. And, you know, right now I just had a breathwork session, so I'm feeling pretty good and I'm ready to tackle the afternoon and put this into action and actually feel, you know, responsive as I move through the rest of this day. So Cheryl, thank you again. It's been such a pleasure having you onto the podcast.
Yeah, this has been great. I really truly honor this opportunity to just share breath with the world because we carry it with us everywhere and it's a beautiful gift.
Well, thank you so much. And on that note, we are signing off and I will see you later this week as we continue our Mindfulness Week for Entrepreneurs. See you soon.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.